Creator of heaven and earth and through the living Spirit of Jesus Christ. It is good to gather together today to sing and to praise and to give thanks to God for all of the good things that God gives us. Today is a special Sunday. It is World Communion Sunday. It's a I've heard that not everybody recognizes World Communion Sunday because some in our Christian tradition celebrate communion every Sunday, but we celebrate once a month, and on this day, we are reminded that Christians all over the world are gathering today in places like this. People that look just like us, people who look nothing like us, people in all parts of the world are gathering together in one unified voice of praise and thanksgiving for all of the good things that God gives us. We are today, in a very real way, unified. We are in communion with the whole world through Jesus Christ. And it is something special to celebrate. So I think maybe some of you have studied another language. Anybody ever studied? Yeah. How do you say thank you in whatever language it is that... Merci beaucoup! Wow! You okay? Anybody else speak any other languages?
Only yes.
Wow! What language is that? Latin! Holy smokes! Sally?
Beautiful little sheep.
Enter God's gates with thanksgiving and God's courts with praise. Give thanks to God. Bless God's holy name. in flesh around this center, you carry God with you everywhere you go. When we recognize this, we are at peace. We can breathe in love and exhale peace. And breathe in love and exhale peace. The thing about rocks is that they are very sturdy, very true, a firm foundation. And rocks are also quite precipitous. Like you can stand on the edge of a rock and you can feel like you're going to fall. And that's why we are here. Because the power of God is steady and true and sometimes wild. So we are here. Help each other balance, to steady each other, to be present with one another, so that if we fall, we do not fall all by ourselves. We are gathered here to be the body of Christ, to help share the burden, celebrate the joy, to speak songs of thanksgiving. To speak songs of thanksgiving in your ear, even if you're not thinking it in your head. So I invite you at this time to come to trust that the people gathered here wish you well, that we will be present when you need it. I invite you then, you feel comfortable, if there are joys or concerns, to share them aloud at this time.
Just a few years ago, Bob lost his first cousin, Frank, and they had a Frank and Josie had a daughter, Michelle, who is the same age as our daughter, Dawn. And we just heard news that we have lost Michelle. She's only 48 years old, and she had complications from the liver. She was waiting for a liver transplant. And I believe something happened before she was able to get the transplant. I haven't heard for sure, but I'm sure that's what happened. And so prayers for the Tomars family. It's going to be really hard on them and hard on us. My daughter was just crying yesterday. And also, many of you are close to Alan and Amy Shelvon. And Alan let me know yesterday that Amy is back in, she's at Arrowhead House with some problems again. And just please keep Amy and Alan in your prayers, especially Amy. Thank you.
Good morning. I have a joy. Yesterday was Marge's birthday, and I won't tell how old she is. We celebrated, and she has her son, daughter-in-law, and four great-grandchildren today. Do you guys have a
I'd like prayers for my son-in-law, who was scheduled to fly out to their Florida winter home tomorrow morning, and he went yesterday to say goodbye to his neighbor and fell all the way down the basement stairs, and so he's in the hospital with a broken back rather than heading to the airport.
I'd like to ask for prayers for my sister-in-law, who's in a deep depression. She's living down at St. Dan's, and she's not coming out or interacting with people at all, as much as she can help it. And I just wish for a way of prayer that would lift her up. First, for people who are leaving Minnesota and going south for the winter, that they will have safe journeys. And I have a big prayer of thanksgiving. My grandson Aaron was married on Friday in the cold and the damp, but it was very warm and wonderful. And so prayers that they will have a great life together.
Invite us to continue in a spirit of prayer and begin the complicated task of holding all of these joys and concerns. What a mysterious world we live in, where we can hold such great joy, such deep sorrow in our own hearts. And God is with us, moving through us, offering love and peace. So we can pray. We can pray together as it's printed in our bulletin, saying, "Give thanks to the Lord, for God is good. God's love and kindness is everlasting. Give thanks to God, for God's love and kindness is everlasting. Give thanks to the Lord of all, for God's love and kindness is everlasting." Jesus taught us. We pray together saying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. concerns? And the answer is because when people open their hearts and offer themselves and their joys and their concerns, sometimes they need a hug. And sometimes there are people there who are willing to offer peace. Are you willing to offer peace to people who need it? Will you practice this and do it now? Yes, you will. When you pass the peace of Christ, and may the peace never end, may you continue to pass and pass and pass.
Some clean water to these people that don't have anything. That sounds like a good deal, doesn't it? We really should help out these people. How would you like to help out these children that don't have anything? Okay, great, okay. And UNICEF gets these things for the people that don't have much and takes it to them in these countries, and so the children can live better, happier lives. Now, I'm going to give you something. Yes, a box. Each of you is going to get one of these orange boxes that says trick-or-treat for UNICEF, but I don't want you to take them when you trick-or-treat. I want you to take them home today, put them in some very conspicuous spot in your home, in your, by your TV or your computer, and put some money in it every week or every day or every few days if you've got some extra change. Just throw it in here. And the last Sunday of the month, I want you to bring these back pretty full, and we're going to collect them, and then we're going to send that money to UNICEF, and then that money will be used to help children that don't have anything. You know what? I just had an idea. I'm just going to whisper this to you for many years. How about if we ask the people out there to help us? You think we should do that? Let's say that real love. Can you help us? So thank you very much, and thanks be to God for giving us the opportunity to share what we have with people less fortunate than we are. I've got some baskets with a whole bunch of boxes in them, and I would like you people to hand these boxes out to the people who said they will help us. Can we do that? We've got a lot of people here today. So I want somebody to go on that side and somebody to go on this side. Pews and somebody on this side and then somebody way over there, and take a basket and pass the boxes down to the people sitting in the rows. Can you do that? Can you pair up, maybe? Yep. And we'll pass them off to the people. Does that sound awesome or what? Oh, great. Okay. Let's go. You want to go over here with you guys? You guys want, okay. Then you want to go with Austin? Let's see. I'm going to need a lot of people. Okay. Why don't you take thank you, kids, very much, and thank you very much to each and every one of you. Bring them back the last Sunday of October.
To give and receive and give.
used to sing right after, right when we were forming our Christian community. But these doxologies, we got gobs of them. There are glory words all over the place. So we're going to try something for the next few months. I got this set up till Easter. Just heads up. We got glory words. We got the glory words of the month for the whole month. So we're going to sing this glory, this doxology, these glory words for the month of October. What glory words are we going to sing for November? Oh, I don't know. Just wait and see. So I invite you to join together to sing the glory words. Number 94 in your hardcover book. I think the words are up here. I invite you to rise as you're able in body, word, and spirit.
Today's scripture reading is from 1 Thessalonians 5, chapter 5, verses 12 through 18, and it's my reading is from the New International Version. Now, we ask you, brothers and sisters, to respect those who work hard among you, who are over you in the Lord, and who admonish you. Hold them in the highest regard in love, because of their work. Live in peace with each other. And we urge you, brothers and sisters, warn those who are idle. Encourage the timid. Help the weak. Be patient with everyone. Make sure that nobody pays back wrong for wrong. But always try to be kind to each other and to everyone else. Be joyful always. Pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
We're celebrating a sermon series called At Home with God. These are spiritual practices that you can do wherever you are, and I mean it. So I am going to encourage you, as I know that you all have been, spending time 5, 10, 15 minutes a day, remember that, in prayer and contemplation? Yes, of course, that's the right answer. And to add to your 15 minutes of prayer and contemplation, I want you to spend 5 minutes giving thanks to God for all of the blessings that you have. And you can take these home, and I want you to literally write down every day the many blessings, and I want you to write down the things for which you are thankful. You can, at the end of the sermon series, turn this little notebook back in if you want to. Or you can keep it. Or you don't have to do anything at all. I cannot force you, although I will try. I cannot force you, but I can tell you that I believe that gratitude is an antidote to our sins. That gratitude is an antidote to envy, to greed, to jealousy, to hatred. I think gratitude is a muscle. And like the muscles in our body, they need exercise.
Do you know what I'm thankful for? I'm thankful for this little family that is bringing down their blessings. I'm thankful, I am beyond belief thankful for tea in the morning. I'm thankful for the sugar that I put in my tea. I'm thankful for my bed. I'm thankful for the clothes that I have. I'm thankful for all of the books. I'm thankful for my house. I walk around my house and I just think of all the beautiful things, all the people that have given me all these beautiful things. I'm thankful for delicious food. I'm thankful for the air that I breathe. I'm thankful for you. And my mom. And it becomes the whole day. It's like I'm sipping my sugary, sweet honey tea. Like every day is something that I get to savor. The glory of the Lord all around. Oh, it's so pretty. So pretty. What are you thankful for? Church, your family, yes,
children's optimism for their future.
Optimism, children's optimism and their future.
Almond M&Ms.
Almond M&Ms. I like the brown ones. They taste the purest.
Birthday tomorrow.
Beautiful colors. Someone gave me 3 pounds of red lines. For art. It can be a never-ending song of praise. Glory words that can just continually pour out of your heart and your mouth. May it be so. Let us learn to sing. You can stay seated as we sing. And the Lord will be ever thankful. This is God's table.
And the table will be wide, and the welcome will be wide, and the arms will be open wide to gather us in, and our hearts will open wide to receive.
And we will come on his shoulder, with our spirit to help, and we will come on hindered and free, and our pain will be met with breath, and our sorrow will be met with wine.
And we will open our hands to the feast of God, and we will turn toward each other without fear. And we will give up our appetite for despair, and we will taste and know of delight, our lives a song of thanksgiving.
And we will become bread for a hungry world, and we will become drink for those who thirst, and the blessed will become a blessing, and everywhere will be a feast.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is good to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere to give thanks to you.
God Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, in the beginning, O grace-filled Creator, you hovered amidst the chaos and spoke beauty into the world. At the sound of your voice, light shimmered, land masses shifted, trees towered, and flowers blossomed. You spoke into the being of beetles and butterflies, frogs and fish, cows and cats, tigers and tarantulas, a world teeming with life and energy. And you formed us, O God, from the dust of the earth. You shaped toes and ankles, thighs and bellies, shoulders and heads.
And your breath filled us, and it was very good. But we did not appreciate the goodness of your creation. We wanted to own everything. We wanted to keep what we had forever. We wanted what others had. We became willing to fight for our stuff. Our shouting voices threatened to drown out your creation.
And so, you again entered the chaos embodied in Jesus of Nazareth. You again spoke to us and filled us with life. You again touched our bodies, and we were made whole. And through this broken... and... though this broken world broke your body, you burst forth from the tomb in the glory of resurrection.
So with those who gather around tables of peace and hope in every corner of our world, and with those who are with you in glory, we offer praises and join in an unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of our might, heaven and earth are full of your glory.
Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ, whom your Spirit anointed to preach good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to proclaim your salvation.
Jesus spoke words of peace and walked in the way of peace. He healed the sick, fed the hungry, and shared meals with sinners. By his life, death, and resurrection, O God, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. And so this morning, we join with the Church Universal in proclaiming the abundant life you offer to all as we gather at this table. We offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ is God. Christ is risen. Christ is present with us now.
Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and juice. Make them be for us the body and the life of Christ, so that we might be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his love. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to the whole world. May this moment become for us a foretaste of heaven on that great day when we will all eat and live together as one. This is the body of Christ. Broken for you. This is the life of Christ. Poured out for you. for you and for everyone. Come and eat, friends. We have two stations.
Thank you.
invite you to continue in a spirit of prayer, and I invite you to consider ways that you might engage in our community of faith and live the loving struggle. Invite us to consider ways that God might be inviting us to participate.
In that spirit, Christmas program!
Yay!
Practice is December 9th. The program is December 16th. If you can't make the 9th, I can work with that. So as long as you make the 16th, I need people. Okay, I'm going to send this around. And people, as the Spirit moves you, please sign up. I know there's a lot of great readers in here. Even if you're not a great reader, God loves you.
Aww.
He loves your reading. Okay? And we all. So sign up. Alright, you want to start us off? Also, book club is on Wednesday for the kids, the page flippers. So if you know any young people who would enjoy joining our book club, the little ones, we'll have books read to them, so there's no prep there. The older ones, we do have a book that we selected, but if they haven't read it, they can come do the craft and just see what it's all about and have a good time. It's at 6 o'clock Wednesday.
I just have something that wasn't quite right in the bulletin or in the newsletter. Dessert is not at my house on October 11th. I'm doing it on October 18th. I don't know who has October 11th.
Nobody does.
Oh, nobody does. All right.
And that's all right. October 18th at Catherine's house. And there's one tomorrow at the Nancy and Jim's and tomorrow night at Bubber's.
Good morning. Many of you have seen the announcement or heard the... You want to say hi? Okay, we're just going to kiss the mat. That's okay. That the nursery school has made a decision to close its doors here and is moving to Jefferson Square. Naturally, we're very concerned about the loss of the revenue. The nursery school pays rents of about $50,000 a year, and our budget is about $250,000 a year, so it's going to be significant. Well, that's the good news is we have many, many opportunities, but as we plan for the future and how we will use this facility that God has given to us, we've decided to postpone the stewardship campaign that was going to kick off next week. While we revisit the budget, and Pete Bergman and Jeff Popham heading up that effort, as we look at our options, we have made some decisions yesterday at the council that we will postpone or at least delay hiring the director of Children, Youth, and Family Services for now until we decide how we want to approach the future. I am delighted that Caroline Prescott has agreed to chair a task force to look at our facilities and decide how we should go forward. And there are many options. We've had inquiries from a couple of operators that would like to consider bringing their nursery school to this facility. There's an option of maybe we want to operate our own. Maybe we should look at other options like adult daycare instead of children. There are many things, and rather than rushing into something, we're putting together a task force that will be headed by Caroline to examine our alternatives, which they will then bring to the council, and we will then bring it to the congregation as we look at our options. And we have many. As I look at this, I'm very optimistic. As I look at all of you and all of these children that are here today and more to come, that we'll find our way forward and come up with good options that will serve God, serve this church, and serve this community. So thank you, Caroline, for taking on that assignment.
Thank you.
Any questions?
Can Caroline stand up?
Caroline, yes. Give her a round of applause. That's a good job. Pete, anything you'd like to add? Jeff?